Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We start talking last program about proving that the son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice is Isaac, not Ishmael. And we mentioned many evidence to prove that. And let me continue by saying that the Quran is silent and does not identify the son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice. Because most Muslims think that the Quran said it's Ishmael. Actually, no, the Quran did not say that. One of the most famous and explicit narratives in the Jewish and Christian scriptures is God's command to Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Of course, we know that from Genesis 22 and Hebrew 11 and James chapter 2. The Quran claims that it was sent by God to confirm the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. That's very clear throughout the Quran. Let me mention as an example, Surah 5, verse 48. The Quran claims that it was sent by God to confirm the previous holy scriptures which God revealed to the Jews and the Christians. If the Quran had come to correct any errors, as some Muslim scholars claim, the Quran would clearly identify Ishmael as the promised son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice. You see, some Muslims say the Quran came to correct the outdated or the altered previous holy scriptures. Well, if the Quran came to do that, then the Quran clearly would have mentioned that the holy scriptures that in the hands of the Jews and Christians are wrong on this point, and the promised son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice is not Isaac as the Bible record, but it was Ishmael. However, the Quran did not do that. Surah 37, which is the only surah to record the story of God's command to Abraham to sacrifice his son, did not mention that the son is Ishmael. Also, it mentions many of the prophets by name, such as Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Aaron, Elijah, and Jonah. Well, this is very interesting. Why? Because we tell our Muslim friends, if Ishmael were the son to be offered as a sacrifice, why didn't this surah even mention him among the prophets as it recognized Isaac? Are you with me? Okay, I hope so. The references from the Quran and the evidence I mentioned to you last program strongly suggest that Isaac, not Ishmael, is the son announced by God to be sacrificed. Okay, another interesting fact is God bestowed prophethood on the children of Israel. Of course, we know from the Bible that God loves the Arab people and the Jewish people and all people equally. God is not a racist or prejudiced. God loves all people the same degree of unconditional love and the same desire to save all people. This is very clear, especially in the pages of the New Testament, but also in the pages of the Old Testament, because even from the beginning, when God chose Abraham, God told him, I will bless you, and through you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Okay, God desires to have a relationship with every living person on earth. God promised Abraham he would bless his son Ishmael. We know that. God told Abraham, "And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you." We read these words in Genesis 17, 20, 21. God chose to reveal prophecy to the Jewish people. God is free to choose one person or a group of people and to bless them so through them he can reveal himself and help other people to know him. It is important to read verses in the Quran that confirm the biblical teaching that prophethood was confined to the children of Israel. For example, Surah 45, verse 16 states, "We did aforetime grant to the children of Israel the book, the power of command, and prophethood, and we favored them above the nations." In this verse, the book means the Holy Scriptures. Prophethood means the prophetic line was to come through Isaac's offspring alone. The Quran's words are emphatic, and they point to the superiority of Isaac's role over Ishmael. Surah 29, verse 27 states, "And we gave Abraham Isaac and Jacob and ordained among his progeny prophethood and revelation." That was never said of Ishmael. This verse and others in the Quran are in full agreement with God's words in the Torah. Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." Genesis 17, verse 19. Also found in the Torah, Genesis 26, verse 4, and Genesis 28, verse 14, is God's promise to Isaac and Jacob that through their seed, all the families of the earth would be blessed. That promise was fulfilled by Jesus, the Messiah, who came through their lineage. Because through Jesus, God blessed the families of the earth. God chose that his blessings will come through Isaac because he was born through a miracle. The story started when God promised to give Abraham many descendants. Sarah was barren, and she decided not to wait for God to fulfill his promise. She thought the way to make that happen was by giving Hagar to Abraham to marry her, and Ishmael was born in the natural way because Hagar was young and not barren like Sarah. However, God spoke to Abraham again that he and Sarah will have a son. Abraham believed in God's word and promise, and Sarah became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son, Isaac, for Abraham in his old age. So God chose Isaac because he came as a result of Abraham's faith in God's power and grace. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. We ask you, God, to enable us to be filled with your presence every day. By your grace, guide us, God. Equip us. Equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God opened the door for us, doors that no man can shut, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation and know who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's peace and grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.